You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The British ambassador to the Holy See, Nigel Baker, says he hopes Shakespeare's treating of humanity will lead people to universal values ahead of the first full performance of a Shakespeare play at the Vatican. A special production of Hamlet was scheduled to be performed on Wednesday in the Vatican's Palazzo della Cancelleria. The Globe Theatre of London began the international tour in 2014 to mark the 450th anniversary of the birth of William Shakespeare. The tour, called Globe to Globe, ends this year, which is the 400th anniversary of the playwright's death. Ambassador Baker spoke to Charles Collins.
It's a really extraordinary project, and I think it was something that was born out of the Globe's understanding, the Globe Theatre's understanding, that Shakespeare is for all humanity. Somebody told me that he has studied in about half of the world's schools. So in a period leading up to the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death, and beginning with the date of the 450th anniversary of Shakespeare's birth, so between 2014 and 2016, the Globe felt that it was about time to bring the production of his greatest play to as many people as possible around the world. I think they were also looking to revive a key aspect of theatre in Shakespeare's time. We all know about the Globe Theatre, and the original Shakespearean theatre was the Globe on the South Bank in London. But what we forget is that actually Shakespeare and his contemporaries would have spent a lot of time themselves touring and travelling. I understand that Hamlet, for example, was produced, probably not by somebody of Shakespeare's company, but only about 10 years after it was actually written on a ship off the country of Yemen. And very soon after Hamlet was written, it was already being produced and presented in different countries, often in different versions. So in a sense, this is the Globe Theatre recognising the universal nature of Shakespeare, but also going back to Shakespeare's roots, this touring, this bringing Shakespeare to as wide a population around the world as possible in this extraordinary year of his 400th anniversary.
I was impressed. I was reading some of the places they've been. They played for refugee camps. They were in Iraq and Erbil. Do you know anything about what's happened on this tour?
Yeah, I mean, the tour, clearly in some countries in the world, they have actually performed in a theatre. But the idea was they weren't simply going to go from theatre to theatre. And of course, when you're looking to perform in every country in the world, you're also looking to perform in some countries where, you know, which are not recommended to visit, which are in conflict zones, countries where theatre companies haven't been to for years. I know that one production on the tour was in Somalia. I think the first professional theatre company for around 20 years getting to Somalia. There are very few countries that they haven't been able to visit. Syria was one, where, of course, a terrible conflict is waging today. So what they've done instead is present the production to Syrians, in this case Syrian refugees, in a neighbouring country. The production, the Globe Hamlet production of this tour was in the Za'atari refugee camp in Jordan. I think it may even have been the camp that Pope Francis visited when he was in Jordan. They have performed in outdoor venues. They have performed in places like the Alexandrine Library in Egypt. They performed in the Arctic Circle. They performed at the UN. And I'm really, really pleased that we've managed to help ensure that the Vatican is not missed on this extraordinary world tour. It would have been a real gap if it hadn't been on the itinerary.
You mentioned all of these different special occasions. What will be unique about this performance at the Vatican?
What is extraordinary is that it will be the first full performance of a Shakespeare play at the Vatican. One may think, well, perhaps not so extraordinary, given that Shakespeare was born shortly after the break between England and Rome and the Reformation. There has, we know, been at least one Shakespearean performance in Rome, in the Vatican before. That was in 1964, at the time of the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's birth, when the Royal Shakespeare Company came to perform excerpts of different Shakespearean plays at the Palazzo Pio, and Pope Paul VI was present at that occasion. But this will be the first full performance of a Shakespeare play on Vatican territory. It'll be at the Palazzo della Cancelleria. And I think to bring not only Shakespeare, but Shakespeare's greatest play, in many ways one of the most difficult as well. I mean, it tackles extraordinary complex issues around human relationships, around revenge, around mercy, around madness, around families, around dysfunction in families. So it'll be a challenge for the audience as well as for the Globe Theatre production. And for me, it's striking that the director of the production, Dominic Dromgoole, who's also director of the Globe Theatre, has decided to make this production at the Vatican one of the few that he will personally be attending. He obviously couldn't go to all countries in the world where the production is performing, but he was very keen to come to this one because I think he has that sense of that very the special nature of this first ever performance of a full Shakespeare play at the Vatican.
This is not the only trip, of course, in the Italian peninsula. The day before the Vatican, it will be in San Marino, and then it will be in Trieste for its visit to Italy. It seems kind of appropriate because Shakespeare had a love of Italy. At least he set most of his plays that are outside of England in Italy.
That's right. I mean, it's there are many references to Italy in his plays. Of course, there are the great classical plays, which are set in large part in Rome, like Antony and Cleopatra and Julius Caesar. And then we have plays, Mantova appears, of course, The Merchant of Venice, Romeo and Juliet in Verona. Sometimes one thinks, if you read Shakespeare carefully, that his geography might have been a little bit hazy, or he was certainly allowed himself dramatic license. And sometimes I think Italy was as much a metaphor as anything else. He could say things, for example, about kings and queens and princes, that if he'd set them in England, he might have run across the censors. The Lord Chamberlain would have certainly wanted to look very carefully at what he wrote. Whereas if he could place it in Renaissance Italy, where everybody knew that people would murder others, and that there were sort of, in a sense, different mores and morals as far as Shakespeare's English contemporaries were concerned, then he could perhaps get away with other things. I'd love to think that he came to Rome. There's no evidence that he was here, although some have said that I think there is one signature in the visitor's book of the Venerable English College that some have said could have been Shakespeare. Of course, we know that he spelled his name about 75 different ways, so there's no evidence beyond that. But I'd like to think so, and if he had, well, I'm sure he'd be delighted that finally one of his plays has also made it to the city.
As a final question, what do you hope people get out of this experience?
I think sometimes people say that Shakespeare's theatre is almost too pungent for he was regarded by Voltaire, who had great love for some of the many of the themes and for the theatre, but almost as semi-barbarous, the way the action took place on stage. There were murders. There were very powerful emotions expressed on stage. And I think some people may think, well, you know, this is almost too too strong, too earthy to be bringing to somewhere like the Vatican. Well, I hope that one of the things that people will take away is very much this concept that Paul VI, this insight that Pope Paul VI had, that it's through Shakespeare's treating of humanity with all of its foibles and its ups and its downs and its good and its evil actually brings us to the great moral issues. I think Pope Paul talked about the great verities, and that in turn potentially leads us to universal values and to transcendence and faith. And I think that, if anything, people will see that although Shakespeare was not a religious writer. He was a writer who treats the big issues that religion treats and focuses on. And what I'd love to see is, of course, people saying, well, we've had Hamlet now at the Vatican. What about all the other 20 or so plays here? And the British Embassy would be very happy to help help facilitate that.
That was the British Ambassador to the Holy See, Nigel Baker, speaking to Charles Collins.